Attacks on humans by extraterrestrials. The UFO sightings just keep coming. They are now a part of our lives, and as our technology keeps advancing and more objects are sent into the sky and space by us, it just increases the UFO sightings. Some people believe there is no increase in true extraterrestrial craft. The increase in sightings is just due to our creating new craft. This may or may not be true. One thing we don't seem to be hearing about as much is cattle mutilations. They still happen, but it seems nowhere as much as they did. I have always felt having a huge human population on this planet could be hiding the fact some people are being abducted and never returned. When you are dealing with billions of people, there will always be people that go missing, so it would make a perfect cover for abductions by aliens. One thing which I have talked about in the past is people trying to tie UFOs with the paranormal, which they sometimes refer to as the supernatural. We have come to equate these things with spirits and ghosts, which is a much maligned area, so trying to tie UFO sightings to this seems to be a way to diminish the value of these sightings. If one believes there is other life in the universe, how does this infer it is connected to the supernatural? If alien life discovers us, will they say they have discovered supernatural life? I don't think so, do you? I believe that most of us don't realize there were many thousands of UFO sightings over the years, and these were just the ones reported. In the 1980s, thousands of UFO sightings took place just in the Pine Bush area of New York. There must have been millions worldwide, if we count the unreported ones, which are sometimes figured to be about 10 times the reported ones. There is really no way to explain this as any human endeavor when you consider the abilities of these machines, which are at least hundreds of years more advanced than our technology currently permits. What we might find out someday is we are not the only primitive people being visited by UFOs. This could be what they do, and that is study developing intelligent races. Some of the extraterrestrials coming here could have once lived on a planet which was also studied by more advanced extraterrestrials. Many of us believe they are here, but as to the purpose of their visits, that is a mystery and can only be guessed at. The guesses range from curiosity to invasion. I think they may be studying us. One of the problems we ordinary people have who study the UFO problem is there have been many secret programs in different countries of the world, and we have no way of knowing how these programs might have affected the attitude of the extraterrestrials toward us. Most of the sightings have been peaceful, even if they were a little unnerving. On the other hand, there have been attacks which are not discussed very much. Some of the attacks were started after we fired on UFOs, but others seem to be unprovoked. What seems like unprovoked attacks may have been caused by some secret action by the country attacked, or may not. There doesn't seem to be a reason for the UFO attack on a city in Brazil. One day, a swarm of UFOs attacked the Brazilian island of Colares. The UFOs were of various sizes and shot the residents with harmful beams of light, causing many to be wounded. The residents got their guns and began to shoot at the UFOs. The firing by the aliens seemed to be indiscriminate. Several died from intense radiation. Photos and video were taken. The attack happened in 1977. This makes me wonder if other such attacks have occurred which were kept secret as not to alarm the population. The attack caused blood to be sucked from the wounds by the alien weapons. A Brazilian Air Force captain spent 4 months after the attack in the village gathering data, and in 1997 went to MUFON, the Mutual UFO Network, and told them about the attack. In 1953, a military plane was ordered to intercept a UFO. In the plane were two pilots. One was Felix Montler and the other Robert Wilson. Their plane was a F-89 Scorpion and was equipped with radar. As they chased the UFO, Wilson was operating the radar, but there were problems, so they turned that duty over to ground control. As the plane was heading toward the UFO, it must have turned toward the plane and it merged with it on the ground radar and disappeared. The plane and the men were never seen again and eventually were declared dead. There have been other alien attacks reported, and some are more famous than others, but the point is there have been attacks on us. This certainly does not point to benevolent beings. They might have felt they had reason for the attack because they were in danger, but this doesn't seem to hold true for attacks in the air, due to their superior craft. They could have easily taken off and left us in the dust, but instead there were times when they just shot us out of the sky. On the other hand, if bodies were never found, this could mean it was really an abduction more than an attack. We do know, however, there were about 60 people killed in an underground base by gray aliens when they noticed we came into a meeting armed while working with them. The aliens opened fire. This certainly is evidence the grays are not benevolent, and it seems from all accounts we are still working with them. One of the problems is not every gray race might be the same and have the same values. There could be different countries on their home planet with different ideas about humans or greys on different planets, and some may hate us while others are more understanding. Another problem is UFOs are probably from all different planets with different races of aliens flying them. Some may think of us like bugs compared to themselves, and killing us might mean nothing to them. Others may only be a little more evolved than us and thus more understanding. Whatever is going on, most of it is peaceful, but there are the occasional conflicts in secret projects, which it has been testified to by former military and contractors that humans and aliens were working together and they may not always get along.